What's going on, guys? And welcome to another episode of the Bay LA Podcast, your home for everything Lakers, Warriors, and a little bit of news from around the association. I'm your Lakers guy and host, Austin Sexton, here with my Warriors bro, Roman, all the way from the Bay, representing up there. Actually Northern California, actually Northern United States, but that's another conversation for another time. How you doing, Roman?
I'm good, man. I'm good. How are you?
Good. A little stressed watching this Eagles Dallas game right now. Eagles keeping it, letting it be a little bit closer than it needs to be, especially with all of Dallas's injuries. But Dallas just got Micah Parsons back, and he's causing us some trouble, giving Jalen some issues. So a little stressed there, but we should be all right. So, yeah. But not as stressed as I think that the Warriors might be for tonight's game against Oklahoma City.
Yeah, coming off of a brutal loss to the Cavs. That was just ugly from the start.
Yeah, but I think you guys will bounce back. So what we're going to do before the game here is Roman and I are going to kind of go over our keys to victory for tonight's game. I'm going to start calling it, since it's the Bay and LA on days that we both play, we'll call it the West Coast keys to victory, just to see how the Lakers can win tonight and how the Warriors can win tonight. Before we get into it, make sure to like, subscribe wherever you get your podcast, whether it be YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. There's a million different versions out there. Just like, subscribe, comment, 5 stars. We're just some guys that love to talk hoops. No Casey, no Brock. Be Nasty, a.k.a. Brock, was in here a little earlier, but he's in Giant Eagle getting some food for the fam right now. So he might be on it at a later date. But I'm sure all the boys will be back here soon, so it'll be a good time. But yeah, let's go ahead and start with the Warriors, man. What are your keys to victory for tonight, Roman, for the Golden State Warriors to get that dub over the OKC Thunder?
I mean, to start, it's going to be all about containing Chet and his size. Yeah. Because the Warriors, as we saw against the Cavs, are just undersized. You know, not having a guy over 6'9", 6'10". It just compromises them in rebounding. I mean, defending the rim against someone like that, it's going to be a challenge for them. And I mean, also just controlling the pace, not letting the game just kind of get out of control in the first quarter. Keep it close. Don't slip up on defense. No more bad turnovers. Just keep a clean game. That's what's going to help them most.
Yes, essentially just keep it within striking distance and then let your stars take over in the fourth and Warrior basketball. Good ball movement, making sure that your players that need the ball get the good looks when they need to get there. I completely agree with you. I know that the Warriors are a little bit undersized in comparison to OKC based off of strictly Chet Holmgren. Do you think we could see a Looney turn back the clock game tonight? Or do we see TJD kind of take over?
I mean, I'd like to see TJD take over, but with the OKC defense, it's going to be kind of difficult because the way that the Warriors kind of get TJD engaged is him just kind of getting those open run lanes to the basket and just getting those quick passes off to him. Looney, I mean, he's a lot more physical. He can be more physical than Chet, but it's just the size alone is going to be a problem for them. I think they're both going to get cycled out a lot. I don't know how much of Draymond at the five we're going to see tonight.
Yeah, I mean, Draymond can definitely hold his own, especially probably against Chet. Chet tends to have issues with bigger bigs. I mean, him and Wemby, obviously, like, you know, 7-footers that are skinnier. But when it comes, like the Lakers tend to match up really, really well against OKC strictly because of Anthony Davis.
Oh, yeah.
Once Christian Wood gets back, I know he's not going to have a whole lot of size, but that also gave him problems last year a little bit as well. So I would like to think that maybe Looney has a bring it back game because he could be really, really pivotal for you. How do you feel about what I'm sure is probably going to be the Dortcher Chamber going up against Steph Curry?
Yeah, I mean, the Warriors offense doesn't tend to leave Steph Curry on the ball too much. They kind of let him run around and try to create those screens to kind of clear off his defender.
Yeah,
it's going to be a challenge as always, but I mean, this OKC team is just so young, athletic, and they are, I mean, they're looking to be a title contender all year this year. So they're going to be playing against, especially the Warriors, who they had great matchups against last year. It's going to be a tough game. There's going to be a lot of energy that's brought. So it's going to be a challenge for sure to just match that kind of pace and speed that they're going to be playing at.
Yeah, it's looking right now, based off of ESPN Bet, that Oklahoma City is currently a 6.5-point favorite with the over-under being 227.5. I think that if I'm a betting man, to be honest with you, I think that Golden State I would favor them this matchup only because I don't think that they're going to go back to back on losses. I feel like Steph is going to have a game, a breakout game. I think you're going to see Andrew Wiggins also insert himself into this game and be a really pivotal guy. And I think that the biggest difference makers in this game for you guys specifically is either going to be Jonathan Kuminga, or it's got to be
Moody Minutes.
Our boy Moody.
Moody.
The size alone, he should be able to get at the rim, just be able to play the mid-range game like he does, cut, dribble, drive, and just put his head down and bulldoze, you know? Those guys, yeah. like especially against, I mean, Dort's got a little bit of size, but the rest of their team, like, they're not as big as you think. Like, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, I don't know who I don't know who his defensive assignment is going to be. I would assume probably Wiggins. I think Wiggins has the advantage there on the offensive end. So I think that Golden State can get this dub.
Yeah, no, I think it's possible. But again, it's just kind of matching their pace and speed. And as you just said, talking about Kuminga and Moody, like those two young guys and how much they can contribute on both ends of the floor is going to be kind of important. Because, yeah, if they're not able to control the pace with, like, let's say, Kyle Anderson, and Wiggins and Draymond just kind of trying to slow and control the pace that way. And if they're trying to just like keep pace, then yeah, Kuminga and Moody are going to be critical in sustaining that.
Yeah. Shout out our boy Salomo. How are you feeling about the, how are you feeling about the Warriors defense so far? Not just for tonight's game, but just in general over the 9-game sample size that you have.
Oh, I mean, everyone seems to be engaged. Everyone is doing great helping. And I mean, just closing out on the open shooters, because the Warriors have been doing a lot of traps at half court.
Yeah.
Just trying to get the ball out of the ball handler's hands and just trying to force other people to create shots for them. So I've been a fan, and honestly, with the Cavs, they were just making any shot that they were throwing up. Like they even when the Warriors were right on top of them, like it was just kind of a what else can you do situation. So yeah. I kind of throw that as a one-off situation. Otherwise, all year, the Warriors have been playing very solid defense. Everyone is communicating. Everyone is helping. And, yeah, I have no real complaints. The offense, on the other hand, I always have complaints, especially with the past few years. But it is what it is. We're dealing with aging stars that are kind of, like, stuck in traditional habits, and Steve Kerr is just, like, catering to that. But
Kerr will always just be Kerr, man. It's a blessing and a curse for sure.
Yep.
So also too, since we're kind of on the topic of it, let me go ahead and I think I brought up the next couple games for the Warriors via ESPN.com. I went over this with Casey the other day. How are you feeling about your next five? You got Oklahoma City, Dallas, Memphis, LA, and Atlanta.
I mean, yeah, this is just going to be this is going to be a test. This is going to be a real test for the Warriors going out through the rest of the season. I mean, OKC, yeah, we know how good they are. Dallas, I mean, that's going to be an incredibly emotional game with Klay Thompson coming back, especially to Chase Center. Memphis, they're without Ja, so that will probably be an easier game. The Clippers, I mean, that was a great game against them. And that was a super, super close game. I'm excited to watch that rematch happen.
Oh yeah.
Atlanta.
It's hit or miss with them, man.
Yeah.
I can never really tell.
I mean, their rookie, what's his name? Oh God, I can't remember.
Rashier
or something.
Oh, Yeah. No, I thought he was, Rishishay.
Yeah.
Zachary
France. He's been playing really well this season, so I would be an interesting matchup with Wiggins probably playing on him primarily. I mean, they're a fun kind of sparky team that can definitely challenge them on the scoring end, but I don't think they're really too buttoned up defensively overall. But yeah, I mean, this is just this next stretch of five games, it just has a nice balance of like getting into the flow of the regular season, kind of like jumping between matchups and quality teams. Like, how consistent can you be against these good teams and these bad teams? Like, don't play down to the bad teams.
Yeah.
And, you know, don't just not show up against the good teams. So,
yeah
and this is also going to test all the veterans on the Warriors roster. And, you know, their longevity throughout the season and how healthy they can be and kind of sustain heavy minutes against these more competitive matchups.
Yeah, absolutely agree with everything that you're saying there, man. And yes, that Oklahoma, or I'm sorry, the Dallas Mavericks game is going to be incredibly emotional. I also saw that they're giving away captain hats to everybody that goes to the game. So
yeah, everyone's tipping their hats to Captain Clay.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. That's super cool, though. Well, yeah, I think that we can go ahead and say that it's going to be an interesting next few games for the Warriors. But I think that, barring something insane happening, I think that you guys have a good chance to be able to get a couple wins. And just show that you guys are the team that, frankly, we weren't expecting to be at the beginning of the season, that we're all embracing now. So I'm definitely here for all that, man.
It's been a nice surprise.
Heck yeah, man. Especially for the podcast, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Switching it over to the Lakers side, man, we have a very pesky Toronto Raptors team that we're going up against tonight. And so last night I got a chance to go to Yamava Casino. It was the first time I've ever been out there. It was one of my good buddy's girlfriends. It wasn't even like a goodbye party. She's a singer and she's getting ready to head over to Germany because she sings with a very popular band from the late 80s, early 90s. So they wanted to have a little goodbye hangout party. We were playing roulette and blackjack and it was a good time. And as we're walking around, you know, trying to find a place to stop and have a drink and get some food, the Clippers game was on and they were playing the Raptors. And I didn't realize that Toronto was doing a back-to-back. Luckily, we have the back end of that back-to-back. But playing Toronto in Toronto, I believe we had a 26-point lead the first time we played them, and we won the game by 6, keeping the starters in.
Oof, man, giving up big leads like that.
Yeah, I was going to bring it up based off of what you were talking about, giving up big leads. However, this is the NBA. You know, it tends to happen. But however, last night, Clippers, big lead. Toronto ends up tying it with about a minute left. They've had some very foolish errors that happen with like less than 30 seconds left from some of their younger guys, inexperienced guys. They ended up losing the game by 3. But this Toronto Raptors team has the bones and the groundwork of a really good team in the future, and they are pesky and they just don't go away. So my first key for tonight for the Lakers playing the Raptors is you got to put them away earlier and don't give them life. Gosh, I literally cannot stand when teams that aren't good believe that they have a little bit of a chance and it gets them going, and next thing you know, it's less than a 5-point game.
Yeah, any type of like momentum shift that you can kind of like see and feel happen in a game. Is this happening in LA or are you guys in Toronto?
Yes, this. Yeah, no, this is in LA.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense. They're playing the Clippers. Yeah.
Yeah.
Back. Those momentum shifts. I mean, yeah, when you can feel it and see it on the court and it just like changes the attitude of the building, and like, especially if you kind of quiet down the crowd when you're kind of going on a run and shutting out the other team, that kind of helps kind of build that momentum.
Yeah.
What's the matchup going to be like defensively for you guys? Who's going to be guarding who?
So I believe that Emmanuel Quickley is active tonight. I'm not 100% sure of that yet. He played last night. I don't know what kind of minutes restrictions that he has right now, but I know that he's kind of a game to game situation. I do not know about Scotty Barnes either. The injury report hasn't come out yet. If the matchup is the same as last time, I know that obviously Anthony Davis will be guarding Jakob Poeltl. Grady Dick, who gave us a grip of problems last time, as soon as he gets hot, man, it's like there's just no stopping him. He goes on heaters. It's ridiculous. I believe that matchup's probably going to go to Austin Reeves as our guy. Actually, you know what? I'm sorry. I take that back. Now that D'Angelo Russell is not in the starting lineup, continues... Yes, if this continues, then Cam Reddish will be the primary guard on him.
Interesting.
So Cam Reddish is currently kind of filling our Jared Vanderbilt role until Vando comes back. As you know, he's not doing too much offensively right now. He had a 3. He was 1-for-1 from 3. Great. We'll take it. 100% guy. You know?
Yeah.
But defensively, he's just been doing some really good things, especially against their primary guards or their primary scorers. I mean, obviously, you know, you put him against Kevin Durant, it's like, I mean, what are you going to do? You can only hope to contain guys like that. But, you know, you put him against a Scotty Barnes, you put him against a Grady Dick, you put him against an Emmanuel Quickly, and you've got a better chance than not to like holding them to at least like minus or I'm sorry, not minus, but just like maybe like 16, 17 points rather than getting 23, 24 with bad efficiency. So we'll probably go with that. As far as LeBron James assignments, it kind of depends on what their starters situation is going to be. Let me take a look at ESPN at the moment because I'm not sure what that's looking like. Let's see if there's any update on the injury reports.
I'm seeing that Quickley is playing.
Quickley is playing?
My information here.
You see anything about Scotty Barnes?
No, I don't think there's any update on him just yet.
Okay. Let me just look at one more thing here. Injuries. Scotty Barnes, as of November 10th, it looks like he is going to be playing.
Oh, active. Okay.
I don't see it. It doesn't say that he's not active. So as of right now, I'm assuming that Scotty's going to be playing. All right. So if that's the case, I would probably say that Cam Reddish is going to have Scotty Barnes and Austin Reeves would have Grady Dick. That would be my thought process. So
what are you looking for from the Lakers right now? Like from their bench, like who are you really going to be looking to lean on this game?
So I really like D'Angelo Russell. Last game coming off of the bench and what the effort that he gave, specifically his effort, he had a good offensive output. I think he had 18 points. I'm definitely happy with that. It was a good, efficient game. I hope he steps up his defense a little bit, but I think more than anything else, I really need to see Dalton Connect get back in his shooting bag. We're seeing that he can stay in front of his defensive matchup, give them a little bit of issue. There's nothing crazy on steals or anything like that, but he's at least a body that can sustain throughout 48 minutes of a basketball game and give his defensive matchup an issue. He just needs to get his confidence back from three because his last couple games, he's had some offers. And, you know, we've watched him hit big shots in the first three, four games before that road trip.
Oh, yeah.
So if we can get him back going, him and D'Angelo Russell, also too, man, Jackson Hayes has been putting out a good effort. And last but not least, can we get any sort of offensive productivity from Max Christie? That's really what I'm wondering.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be interesting to see because I'm not too certain. I mean, looking at the Raptors roster, it seems like they have a few bench guys that can kind of contribute to them scoring wise. I mean, like Bruce Brown, if he is,
I don't know if he's active or not. I know that they're all, I know that they're like injury ridden right now, man. So I just,
I haven't been able to keep track of all the injuries for them myself.
Yeah. I'm not actively looking. And I know that I probably should have looked before, but as of yesterday, just like, it's day to day and in and out of lineups for their team. So it's like, it's really hard to gauge.
Yeah. Yeah. That's fair. That's kind of tough to kind of go into that as a coach to kind of plan around like who's going to be active for this team. How am I going to navigate my rotations against theirs and who's even available?
Yeah.
That's tough.
And then lastly for the Lakers, the biggest thing, and I know like if you're listening to this podcast, this might not be anything different than you've heard from any other Lakers source specifically for basketball if you're here for the Lakers side of things, but our transition defense, we need, I feel like every time one thing that kind of annoys me is anytime I see a Laker hit a three, specifically Austin Reeves and or Anthony Davis, they do that and they take 2 seconds to do that and don't get back, and next thing you know the other team has a bucket.
Yeah.
So I feel like I'm not hating on LeBron James at all. He's personally my favorite player. But there are so many times I see LeBron complain to the ref and he's almost willing to concede 2 to 3 points to make a point with the referee. And those 2 to 3 points always bite us in the end. And I feel like a lot of the rest of the team has kind of gotten into that habit. And I know JJ's trying to get them out of it. So we'd just like to see a little bit more hustle on the defensive end and our transition defense. And also Rui Hachimura possibly getting more involved on the boards. And if we can do those things, and I know it's asking a lot. I mean, I feel like we kind of threw a lot out there. I feel like we should have success tonight. I feel like we should play a great basketball game. And I think if, you know, the Warriors play their style of basketball and we can get a good game from, you know, Looney, Wiggins, Moody, Kuminga, I think that you guys have the recipe for success to possibly both of our teams coming out with a dub. We can claim a West Coast dub for tonight, you know?
Yeah, I'm looking forward at the Lakers schedule as well. You guys got the Raptors tonight, then Grizzlies on Wednesday, then Friday the Spurs, and then next weekend you got the Pelicans, and then further beyond that, the Jazz. And I feel like those are all pretty manageable and winnable games for you guys. So I feel like kind of getting out of this slump and of like back and forth wins and losses that you guys have been kind of bouncing between, getting a little bit into like a rhythm of just like securing easy wins and kind of rebuilding confidence. And
yeah,
I think that'd be really helpful for like the whole mentality of the Lakers right now and helping just like settle their lineup. Cause yeah, moving a point guard to the bench and getting guys kind of switched out, that's not always an easy thing to kind of go through. And yeah, I think this is going to be a pretty comfortable stretch for the Lakers to play through.
Yeah, you know, it should be. And we always say that just like with the Warriors, and something's going to happen where, yeah, you know. So the games, but you got to win the games in front of you. You know, we have favorable matchups for the next few weeks. So let's see if we can capitalize on it. With you guys, I think that you've got some favorable ones as well. So I think that I can see the Warriors getting a good chunk of those back. So here's to hoping that the Warriors and the Lakers can both pick up the wins tonight. I don't know if I'm going to be able to go on live afterwards, but I know that we at least wanted to be on here to talk about the keys to the game. So I'm glad we got to do that. Been trying to keep the shows a little bit lighter rather than going long. So I think we could just end it here. Any last words you want to get off before we wrap this thing up, Roman?
Oh man, more Moody minutes. I need to see more Moody. More Moody tonight.
I'm trying. Moody minutes. That was for you, Steve Kerr, because you know we know you're Steve Kerr, big fan of the show.
long time listener
since 2015. Yeah. So yeah, for sure. But the Golden State Warriors looking for some more Moody minutes tonight. Lakers just looking to bounce back, have a good defensive game with transition and offensive rebounds and a good three-point shooting night. So until next time, guys, good luck, Lakers. Good luck, Warriors. I'm Austin here with Roman, and we'll catch you guys next time. And thanks for listening to another episode of the Bay LA Podcast. We'll catch you guys next time.
Next time.
See ya.